This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
The Go Birds Podcast, presented by the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliott Shore Parks. It is Wednesday.
It is.
And the Philadelphia Eagles are still in the Super Bowl, buddy. It has not gotten old for me yet. I still wake up every day with a little pep in my step,
The ankle feels better every day.
It still hasn't, you know, kind of... It's both hasn't sunk in and has sunk in, and all I feel is just a general air of joy around these days. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I agree with all that. I mean, I think it has sunk in for me in the way that, you know, I'm going to Arizona.
I was just about to say, you got your flight.
Yeah, I'm planning it. Right, exactly. But so this morning, we leave to go in, and normally I'll text you, like, you know, here's where the spot is or whatever. Walk outside, there's snow.
Yeah, buddy.
And it is a reminder, a couple of things. One, I said this to you on the drive in, but the perfect amount of snow was falling overnight.
Yeah.
Like, that's the perfect amount. In an ideal world, we would have seen it fall. Cause, like, it's always fun if, like, you know, me and Chris are sitting on the couch.
And, coming out, right. Sure.
But I do think that was the perfect amount of snow. So,
like, just enough to coat the top of your car, but that comes right off when you use your windshield wipers.
Exactly,
and nothing on the ground to mess with parking spots and all. See, this is something I used to talk to you about, and you never fought me on it because you were very, you know.
I was very scared of parking.
Exactly.
When I first moved.
But, like, there is nothing worse than a huge snowstorm in the city for parking, because it takes up a bunch of spots, obviously. You know,
right.
The snow takes up spots. But then on top of it, because it usually stays cold after, it takes like a month for the snow to get ridden. These spots are taken. It's dirty, gross
snow. People put their chairs.
It's the worst. So this was just fine.
It was perfect amount of snow. I agree with that. But the other thing is, so the coat I wore in today was a coat I got when they went to the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Buddy.
It's a little different now. I mean, it's going to be in the 70s.
You won't need that coat as much.
It's going to be in the 70s
in
Arizona.
It's a dome there, right? Retractable, but I'm assuming they'll go dome for the game.
So I think it's one of those ones where the top can open or close.
Yeah, retractable.
I would assume it's going to be open. I mean, I don't know.
Not a value or in charge.
I was thinking, and maybe this is a foolish question, but what do you think the crowd split will be like? Because there's enough fans out there of both that, like, have money to get tickets, but super expensive tickets. Kansas City, also, I think, a really well-traveling team.
Yeah, sure.
I'll just be curious. I mean, Eagles fans just made a trip to Arizona.
Right, but also, like, the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl, three of the last 5 years or whatever? So if you're a Chiefs
fan,
you know,
you've had a chance to be there.
You've made those trips. You probably have, whereas Eagles fans, yes, it was 5 years ago, but we also know that, A, Eagles fans travel hard, and B, it was 5 years ago.
And it's a better city this time.
It's a better city. It's all that stuff. And I do think that was this one people really feel like we're going to win. So you made this point with the NFC Championship game where it's like people want to be there because they think they're going to win the game, you know?
That
and I do think that kind of adds to part of it.
It is crazy to think that. There is a supreme
I would guess more
confidence.
Eagles is my point. Like, I would say 65-35 is my guess.
60-40, somewhere in there. I'll be curious to see who the neutral fans end up rooting for.
Yeah.
Like, that's
well,
like,
I think that
always happens where there's 10% of the stadium
that
had tickets
and
anyway.
I think that can go both ways. I think it can either be like a vibe in the stadium or it could be like the game. Like, I guarantee you the neutral fans who are rooting for Atlanta in the Atlanta Pats Super Bowl that you were at, I found out this morning. Very cool.
Yeah, I was at,
Like, by the time it turned, they were like, go Pats, this is awesome, let's see history. So I think it can change in a game, too.
Or and also, to your point, like in 2017, Nick Foles, you would think, now they were a great underdog story.
Also, that was like not the, you know, the Pats is what, like eighth Super Bowl at the time, or whatever, tenth, whatever it was, ninth Super Bowl at the time, and they had six wins already, or five wins or whatever, and they would get their six. Like, so I think for that point, that really hammered home the, like, all right, Pats fans just don't care as much about being there as Eagles fans. So that's why, and I've heard a lot of people say, people go to a lot of Super Bowls, that was one of the the most heavily shaded towards one fan.
I mean, it was crazy.
That they've ever been to.
Yeah, like the fight song at the beginning of it. Like it was,
says,
it was like, an Eagles
been,
home.
So
game,
I found out this morning, Elliot's been to like 5 Super Bowls. Yeah. Cool guy over here. I'm very.
No big deal to
it's
me.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I think it's, I've never been to one. Like it's, in, like in.
Which one did you go to?
I've never been to one.
Oh, never. Yeah. I think you said I've been to one.
No, yeah. I've never been to one. So I mean, that's awesome that you got to do that. So, what's it like? What's it like to go to the Super Bowl, man? Like, and then an Eagles Super Bowl. What's the difference between going to a Super Bowl and then and then we're going to get into, I want to talk about the Super Bowl experience. So I want to talk about the 2017 compared to now and all that, but quickly, just for, I'm guessing me, obviously, but also I'm guessing the vast majority of our, at least a large portion of our listeners who've never gotten to go to a Super Bowl, like what's that experience like?
Here's my honest to God assessment, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening, debating like, should I go to the Super Bowl, right? Should I spend the money to go to the Super Bowl? Should I go to Arizona? Here would be my advice on what a Super Bowl is like. Being in the city when the Super Bowl is happening is really cool. Like, there's a lot of free events. It really feels like everywhere you go in that city, it feels like an event's happening. Like, there's a definite, you know, streets are closed down. There's street fairs. There's signage everywhere. Like,
the Super Bowl takes over.
It takes over the city, 100%. In terms of, like, when the Eagles in 2017, there were Eagles fans everywhere in Minnesota.
Which
and
is
I
awesome.
Have to say, too, for Vikings fans, that was probably an extra
little
stab in the back.
I'm sure
you
that
know,
was tough.
A little twist of
I'm
the
sure
knife.
That was tough.
The game itself feels
Maybe
very
don't
much.
Don't put the jersey on the Rocky statue and these things
don't
happen.
Exactly. the game itself, I think, feels a lot like a concert as opposed to a football game. Like, there's just a lot of. The pregame thing takes forever. The halftime thing takes forever. The other thing is the halftime show.
The commercials are probably longer than a normal game and stuff.
The halftime show is not meant for in-person. Like, when you watch it in-person.
Oh, it's for TV.
Like, it's not meant to enjoy in the stadium.
I bet it's wild to watch them set it up, though, and take it apart. Because I'm always amazed when they do those things
lights
so fast.
And, like,
it's like, wow, you are all really competent at what you're doing here.
So I think, you know, I think the coolest thing about going to the Super Bowl is saying you were at the Super Bowl. In my opinion, like I think the actual experience.
You're like, I've been to 5 Super Bowls. I'm like, wow, that's cool. So I think you're like, we have a perfect example of that.
But I think if you're an Eagles fan and you're like debating, you know, should I spend the money to go to the Super Bowl? I think it's a win-win. I think if you spend the money to go to the Super Bowl, you will not regret it. It's super fun. Like, being at the game is super cool to say you were there. But I also truly do believe there is something about being at the Super Bowl that just doesn't strike the same tone as being in Philadelphia or the city of. Like, just there's going to be a buzz here. There's going to be a ton of fans celebrating after. You can watch the coverage better. So my honest answer is I think it's a win-win. Like, I think if you go, it'll be an experience that lives up to it and you'll remember for the rest of your life. But I also think if you don't go, you're not missing out. Because you're still getting it at home.
Yeah, that's
what, the best answer.
So in 2017, I did, like, not that I was going to go anyway, but I didn't want to go. Like, I was like, want to, because I thought they were winning in 2017 too. I was super confident going into that one. You know, obviously it was a different kind of confidence. It was like an underdog. It was no one believes in us.
Dude,
but
in
us.
2017, I had no question.
I was sure
winning.
They were winning the Super Bowl. Like, I was even when they went down 1 point in the fourth quarter, I was like, we're winning. Like, even then, I didn't get nervous, and it was crazy that I didn't, but I remember how I felt. I was like, we got this. Like, fools got it. Which is crazy to think about in hindsight. But then
I really can't believe you never knock your drink over. It's all I can think about
right
now.
Right?
What can I say?
It's a miracle. But I wanted to be here in 2017. If I had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, I would have said no. I want to walk to freaking City Hall when the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Like, that mattered more to me. It mattered more to me to be here, to be at the Fillmore, to be with all these Eagles fans. Like, that mattered more. This time around, having gotten to do that, I would go to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not.
Right. Unfortunately.
Not going, guys.
Yeah.
This guy's going, not me.
Well, you got to go to all the World Series games.
Yes.
So.
Your boy ain't complaining here, right? Yeah. I'm hopefully going to get to watch the Super Bowl with Emily, which I didn't get to do last time.
Right.
But regardless, I wanted to be here last time. This time I would go. So I do think, you know, if you have the opportunity to go and you were able to be here last time, I do think it's another unique experience you could have.
So what Kristen did last time for Minnesota, which I thought actually ended up working out great, she came out on like Wednesday, saw the town for like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Flew back to Philly
to
on
be
Sunday
here
for the Super
Bowl. That's smart.
And
too.
Also, the flights are way cheaper if you fly out the day of the game because not a lot of people are
it
doing
it. It would just
that.
Be,
there's the risk, but you just
risk.
Take like
but
the 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah, you just go early and hope you don't get picked. That's smart.
Yeah. So I think that's almost the ultimate hack where, because there is something cool about being in the city.
I'm
where,
sure.
Yeah,
100%.
Feeling
the vibes and going to media day. You know,
and there's, again, there's just
media day, just one
everywhere.
Day for those people. I've saw some people online theorizing it might be multiple days.
Yeah,
it's called media day.
Monday night.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but Yeah, I mean, I tweeted last night, and I will say, if you're a Go Birds listener, auto-download a real one, and you're going to the Super Bowl, like, let me know.
Yeah.
Like, DM me. Like, oh, yeah. I do want to try to do maybe, like, some type of meetup thing. I'm going to be there, so.
Yeah, why not?
I think it'd be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the Super Bowls of it all, the 2017 verse now. Because I thought you guys had a really interesting discussion on the afternoon show yesterday when you were on with those guys talking about, you know, what matters more and what can matter more. You know, 2017, the first time versus 2022, this, you know, chance to be one of the all-time great teams, certainly all-time great Philly team. Like, it's a very different experience. But you talked about, could it be more special than the first time? I mean, I'll tell you straight off the bat, and it's different, and I'm not saying I don't care as much about this team, but for me personally, like, I find it hard to believe that I will have the same type of emotions as the first time, because it was the first time. Like, you know, we did the whole, you know, my family got to see one before they die, or you think about my dad did die. He wasn't there for that. I think about my dad and how he would have felt, and how my family, and like, there was so much of that generational, like, we've waited our whole, generations of families have waited for this to happen, that it just, I can't wait for the Super Bowl not to take away. I think it's going to be amazing. And again, it's different in the sense that this team has a chance to do something really special in a different way.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know if I'll feel, it'll be different, but I don't know if it'll be, like, as special as that first time.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I think the... It's an interesting question, because I don't think there's a right answer in the way that...
No, because they're both amazing.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think Patriots fans are like, oh, yeah, really, I didn't love that fourth one as much. You know, they're like, we want as many as we can get.
Well, and so I do think by the time you get to like four or five, maybe then...
It's a little ho-hum.
Yeah, but...
But again, for their four and five, it was like the freaking Falcons and Seahawks or whatever. So
right,
it's like...
Two great games.
It's like, wow, that's amazing.
But think about their win over the Rams, right?
Right, 13-3, it's like the 6-1. That one is just like, yeah.
Yeah, that was just like kind of, that's all
out.
Patriots fans, like, that's my least favorite one. But I think that...
But I think for a lot of them, too, it was, like, there's the, it was one last one after they lost us and well, all that. I was, honestly, that was the only of all the Super Bowls they won. All of them.
Patriots you're talking about.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
The only one I was happy they won was that last one against the Rams.
Against McVay.
Because it was against McVay and Goff, and, you know, at the time was the whole Wentz dog thing. But even more so because... I think it amplifies the Eagles' win over them. It's not like...
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's like the Eagles are the last team to beat that dynasty, you know, that period in the story. And also them winning after the Eagles is not like, oh, they were just like, weren't that good anymore. Like, they sandwiched Super Bowls with the Eagles. Like, I think that makes the Eagles' win historically look a little bit more impressive.
No, I agree. I think that, you know, my thing on it for 2017 and 2022. So first of all, like I said, I think it can mean different things to different people. 2017 could now hold a special place in someone's heart because of something that's happened since 20. Like, who knows, right? But when I
just a little example, like, I have a 4-year-old kid now.
Right.
I didn't last time.
Exactly.
Like, I could have a chance to, and she won't appreciate it, obviously, the same way, but...
Right, but it'll
I
be
could
the
watch
first one
Super
you watch.
My kid.
Yeah.
And especially people whose kids are old enough. Like, I think the big ones are, like the next 5 years. Like, if Zoe were 9 now or something,
she would,
and she
like
were
super
four,
appreciate the run.
Three
right.
last time. Like, and now she's 8 or 10, you know, last time where to be like, didn't really get it, but this is fun. And this time can be like, you could do it with them. Like, that's got to be a really surreal, amazing experience.
So,
by the way, final thought later about being a parent that I will just say, tease it now, is the most Elliot final thought. I'm going to feel like you as I say.
All right, good, because I don't think I have one. So
okay, good.
That's good.
I, too. All I right, got
perfect.
You covered.
Yeah.
I got an Elliot one, and then I got a real one.
Perfect.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
All right, so I'll answer this question two ways. And this one I didn't say on the air yesterday, but so...
That's because you saved it for our
people. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think I can say personally, the reason this one will mean more to me is just because I work at WIP. Like,
totally
in 2017, I worked at NJ.com, and it was a great experience, and I loved my coworkers and everything. But when you work at the radio station, and I think a lot of, honestly, I think a lot about the event at McSorley's, and, like, meeting everyone, and how much, like, how many people we've met since I worked here, and how much it means to them. Like, I think I feel it more than I did last time.
Point.
And, like, I can enjoy it more just because I work at WIP, and I talk to fans every day, and I feel that emotion they feel. And, like, I mean, look, again, I loved NJ.com, but I love WIP. So even just for me, I think this will hold a special place because of that, because of the Go Birds pod. Now, I remember the daily pods. And, like, I think that from that perspective, personally, that's why I think this one will mean more. But I think if we remove like the personal side.
So real quick, I agree personally for me in terms of my career, in terms of what I do every day.
That's what I'm saying.
This definitely means more. I mean, I get to do it with you. Like that's the coolest
100%,
thing ever.
That's what I mean.
And also look, like I'm starting the morning show in a couple weeks. Like I get to start the morning show, the new, like replacing the icon of all icons in Philadelphia radio, like the GOAT, like right after the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Like for me, like that's like, I'm honestly, I'm getting chills just thinking about that, that it happened like this.
That's
so
what
like,
I'm saying.
Trust me. And look, when last time they won the midday show, we weren't even a year old when the playoffs started. Like, you know, we're 6 years in, we're going to be the morning show now. Like, it's such a different, like, we know each other so much better. The show's so much better. The reaction's so like, while that was special and like, and look, I don't take for granted, I get to be on WIP the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, that's still, to this day, my number one career moment. It's like, I was on WIP the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Like, are you freaking, I got to play We Are the Champions starting our show. Like, are you freaking kidding me? You know? But this is cooler.
Yeah.
From where we're at now. This, I mean, I get to do it with you. I get to do it with you. We get to do this
daily
stuff every day.
Like, I think about, you know, just everybody that we talk to all the time about Go Birds. Like, for me, I think I feel it more than I did in 2017. But in terms of a team perspective, here's why I think this one could end up meaning more. Because when you think about this Super Bowl to me is about greatness and dominance. Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, so my favorite team growing up was the 01 Sixers. If Iverson would have won that title, it would have been my favorite championship ever, no matter what. Because that's my guy. Like, Iverson was my guy. If McNabb had
kinda
won
it. Like me and Nick. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bulls,
if the 04 Eagles had won it, I think now that would have been the first, so it would have had that too. But I think that title would have meant more because like that was such a dominant team and such a great run. And you like it's icing on the cake, right? I think that 17, while the team was great, I think that sometimes because Foles won it, it carries a specialness, but it doesn't carry the heaviness of like
historic greatness.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is a really interesting point.
Whereas I think with this, real quick, where I think with this 2022 team, this could be a team where in 5 years, we're looking at Jalen as the best quarterback in franchise history, and he'll have his Super Bowl, right? Devontae will have it. You know, so like all these players that are on the team, they're not only, look, Brandon has one, Kelsey has one, Cox one, like, but all these players that could end up being all-time great Eagles are going to have a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I think that as awesome as 2017 was, Foles wasn't even the starter the next year. Like, I think that...
Well, first two games.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. I've said that a few times. I just thought about that. Yeah. But I think that this team, because of what they can accomplish moving forward and because of the continuity throughout the year and because of Jalen and everything, I think this one could end up meaning more just because it'll be something we'll remember about a great team and a great time in Eagles history. The 2017 one, it was, I hate to use the word fluky, and this is like a poor lack of vocabulary by me, but it almost, I think, gets viewed sometimes nationally. It was a great game, but like kind of, you know, oh, look at this like odd Super Bowl where the backup won it. You know, like look at this, like the Patriots Super Bowls are just viewed as dominance and greatness. The Giants Super Bowls to a certain view are viewed as like fluky and one-offy.
But they're like beating an undefeated team has that thing to it.
Right. But I think this Eagles team could be viewed as they were just great all year and they beat a great team to win it. And then in 3 years, we'll look back and go, you know,
this was the start of something.
Yeah, and with the 2000 Eagles, it was, we remember the games because they lost in like Tampa, Carolina, the Rams.
This time they got to the Super Bowl to start it.
Yeah. So I think that the best championships to me are the ones that are tied to greatness. And I think this one is tied to greatness. So I think it could end up meaning more.
So super compelling point. Totally agree with you in terms of the greatness thing. I mean, like, if this team wins, they're better. For me personally, like, they need to win the Super Bowl to... Oh, it's Emily. Hey, Em, we're recording.
I love
can
the
I call
live
you
after? Pickup
I, but
on
it's
the
our
air.
New thing.
Yeah.
Where's the car? What do you mean? Oh, where did I park last night? Hold on. I'm on the air. 1 second. I left the keys there. Let me think for a sec. Where did I park the car? Where were we?
Everyone's going to know. Thankfully, you'll move
with,
though.
With Zoe, right? We're coming on with Zoe. It's right at the end of our street, right before the stop sign on to 20th. All right. I love you so much. Bye.
There it is. The funny thing about living in the city is, like, I will say parking is not as bad as it was made out to be in my head. I can always find a spot. But it is the remembering where you parked
it. Well, especially
when
I parked it last night and she's taking Zoe in this room. I get that call. Like, she doesn't know where the car is. She's got a kid. She's like, what am I doing right now?
Yes, yes.
I hope I was right about where I parked. I think I'm right. Okay. back to what I was saying. So I do think that, I think it's a great point. And I do, like, the camera said on the air yesterday, like, not just is this the best Philly sports team of his lifetime, and if they win, they are, of our lifetime. You know, since Joe, like, the 83 Sixers, four Hall of Famers, you know, they ran through the playoffs. Like, you could argue they were better. We didn't see them.
Yeah.
But
And frankly, it was so
Joe
long ago.
Joe said this might be the best football team of the decade of the
the NFL.
Of
you're
the NFL, and we had a caller say that, and I don't think it's there yet, but that it has a chance to be the best team in the salary cap era. Like, it's one of those teams that I know, and I think that's
I'm not
extreme,
disagreeing with
but
you.
But like, we read the list yesterday of a number of quarterbacks who've gone into a Super Bowl at 16-1. It's five. Like, yeah. Five dudes, like, in the salary cap era who've done that. Or not even the salary cap era, pre-salary cap era. So,
well, and also,
since it was 80 or whatever it was.
Again, I don't think this, like, I'm not going to sit here and say this Eagles team would beat any team in NFL history.
No,
because
of course not.
It's one game and who knows.
Well, and also the salary cap, like, those, like, when they didn't have the salary cap that mattered, there's a reason the Cowboys dynasty was, like, what they were. It's a reason the Niners were what they were, because you could build these teams and not lose all these guys.
But I guarantee you this Eagles team could go against any team and be extremely competitive.
Well,
you know, because in as much as the receivers and the corners and all that matters, again, I can't stress it enough. The line play from this team is unbelievable. And for as much as the game changes in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, like whatever, one constant in football is that your offense and defensive line decide games. That's how you decide who wins the game. And there have been some great offensive lines, great defensive lines. And maybe there would be a game where the Eagles matched up and they lost because it was just that day. But if this Eagles team played any team in NFL history five times, there's no shot they would lose like four of them.
Oh,
I agree. Like this team, because of their line play, could play anybody. And so, to get it back to the 17-22
type of thing. I was going to make a comparison to 17, but go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that's the difference. 2017 was an emotional, fun ride. This is... We are watching an all-time team that is going to be remembered.
Although, that has a chance to go on.
Do you think
on.
It will be discussed that
well,
way?
Well, I think it depends what happens after. I think like these
true, good point.
Like if this team continues to be great and is great every year, it's like they'll look back and be like, wow, look how great they were.
Yeah.
But I do think that there will be enough talk. Look, if they win, they'll have gone 17-3, 17-1 with Hurts. And I think if they win somewhat convincingly, like if they win by 10 or two scores,
right.
Or whatever,
well, they, like,
and they will have beaten
romped their
one
way through
of
the playoffs,
three or four greatest coaches in this year's sport and the next Brady or whatever you want to call him, the next great quarterback in this sport, a guy who's already won one, a guy who's been to 3 of 5. Like,
right.
I do think from that perspective, that was, and Ross Tucker said this on the air yesterday, I totally agreed, like, kind of happy they got the Chiefs, because I think historically, like, you don't get that if you beat the Bengals and Burrow, no matter how good we think Burrow
agreed.
Is.
I agree
like,
with that.
You beat Andy and Mahomes, there's something gravitas to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the way you laid it out. I do think that's a difference. The thing for me, though, when I go back to 2017 is I don't really care as much how it is viewed by everyone else. The way I look at it is like, wow, could our first time have been more special?
It was the most perfect Super Bowl ever.
And I always said my whole life prior to that one, it's like one of my, and it's not like, you know, the most, you know, greatest call of all time, but like I knew it would go this way and I was more right than I thought in how it happened. I always said when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, it's going to be when we don't see it coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, wow, that was out of nowhere. And the season was, right? They were great out of nowhere. No one expected them to be as good. But then Wentz goes down and it's over and then it's out of nowhere again. It was like a double out of nowhere that year. So that, the storybook of it all, the movie ending, the fact that this guy who was here before comes back as the backup, gets in the end of the season, struggles, and then turns into the greatest quarterback we've ever seen in the two most important games. It's the team itself, that group of guys. And that's something we have this year too, thank God. But like just the most likable group of human beings ever put together on a football field together. Well, a group of guys who love each other and care. I mean, I've told you, I worked for the team for 3 years in there. Nick Foles, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham. Literally, I'm not, like, three of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my life.
Who three did you say, Kelce, Graham, and...
Kelce, Graham, and Foles, my three favorites, dudes. Like, Nick Foles, I've told this story before, but when I, 2012, he's a rookie. I am working for the team. It was my first year for the team. I'm super nervous in the locker room with a microphone trying to ask players, and I'm, like, nervous.
Yeah.
I just started the business.
It is intimidating.
It's the first time I was in there, and he saw me from across the room, walks across the room, comes up to me, shakes my hand, envelops my whole hand in his hand.
His hands are massive.
They're massive. And he's like, hey, how you doing?
Big hand, Nick.
He's like, He's like, do you need anything? He's like, do you want me to do a quote for you? He's like,
that's cool.
And he's like, is there anything I can do? He's like, I saw you, and I know I was talking to you, like, but like cared.
Cared
about some idiot with a microphone in a locker room.
Well,
like,
that's why he's a great leader, too, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. But the point was, like, they were great men, and they were guys you could care about and root for and will love forever and all that stuff. And I agree. That team was not as great as, though I do think the fact that the Super Bowl was the most fun Super Bowl ever.
I mean, Philly special, the fourth down.
The greatest stat of all time, the most yards in a game.
Yeah.
All the games ever played in the NFL. That's the one with the most yards.
Yeah.
Like, so I think when you take all that together, and again, chills as we're doing it, like,
what's so funny?
I just think the run was so special and magical that while it was not greatness, Heart-wise, yeah, it's hard to compare.
Well, so we actually had a commenter comment on the, either they tweeted it or they left a 5-star review, which all of you guys should be doing. But the 5-star review was saying we should record our conversation on the drive here as like the pre-show.
Well, we get it going too.
Well, but what's funny is if you guys would have heard the pre-show today, James is like, I'm tired, I have a headache. I don't feel like talking, like, da, 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 you know, and like, this is probably the most energetic you've been. Like,
I was hurt. So I had one of those, full disclosure, I had one of those nights where you wake up like 6 times.
Yeah. And those are not the fun nights.
It's not. I fell asleep early. I felt great. And then I woke up at like 12 and then I woke up like 6 times before I got up. And it was like, one of those mornings. But
so
I just love doing this. I love that we get to talk to everyone every morning.
But again, this is what's going to, all right. So 2 thoughts. One off what you said. First, quickly. I do think one thing that'll make this run more special in a way is since we've experienced the Super Bowl before, you can take in each moment this time more because you know what to expect. You know, I think in 2017, it flew by.
I couldn't agree
more. It flew by.
This has already gone slower. The two days have already gone slower than the 2 weeks
last
time.
That's what I'm saying, right? So I think for everybody, like, you know it and you know what to expect, so you can really, like, take in each moment. So
that's a great point.
There's that. With Foles, right, since we're doing that, a funny story I have, two funny stories, actually. So I first started covering the team in like 2011. I think I was an intern with G Cobb. And then maybe it was like 2010.
It's pretty funny, though, because 2012 was when I worked for the team. And I got into the business in 11. So we both
around the same time.
That's cool.
So I have two stories. One is I remember being at Lehigh and I'm sitting on like a stoop. Like, I don't even know why I was there. And there was like a bus that used to come pick up the rookies. And this guy, this like player comes and sits like not like right next to me, but I don't know, like 5 feet away or whatever. And at the time, I'm like learning all the rosters and I'm sitting there and I'm like, who is this guy? And I look at like my roster and I'm like, oh, it's like some lineman from Cincinnati. Ah. And I'm almost positive it was Jason Kelce in retrospect, like looking back. But the other thing I remember
Kelce was always awesome to me in the locker room, too.
Yeah, like, he's a really good guy.
I actually told him on the air once when he was on the midday show. I was in for the camera and we had him on. And at the end, I was like, Jason, I just got to tell you, like, because he was the one who took me seriously.
Yeah.
Like all the other guys.
He does
like,
that. Yeah.
He does that. Like no matter what question you ask the man.
He thinks about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he would, like I asked him, I used to, so the, you know, tell you what I would do. I would go around and I would be like, what's your most prized possession? Or what's your favorite football player growing up? And then I would take them and I would edit them together and the Eagles would use them for stuff. And I would like ask him, what's your most prized possession? He'd stop. And then funny enough, the thing he told me years before was what he talked about the Super Bowl, the coin his grandfather gave him with the you know, what, perseverance or the whole thing or the quote. And it was like, but like he stopped.
Yeah.
And he thought, he took me seriously and cared. And like that stuff matters, you know?
So the quick Foles story, I also remember being up at Lehigh and I'm like walking around and I see this person that's obviously a player because he's like 6'6". And he's like so lost looking. And he's like looking around, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's got like long, shaggy hair. And I'm like, who is this dude? And it was Nick Foles. And I remember like he was like lost. And he's like, what way do you go here? And I'm like, oh, you go like this way. Like but so another part of it. So when you think of 2017, you think of all the special moments, like the electric slide celebrations, like all like these different
the Wentz
huge signature
stuff.
Yeah, like he got tackled. No, he didn't.
Then
like,
obviously P-Rob, the flea flicker, the stuff in the Super Bowl, the drive, the Philly, all that stuff.
I think when you think of this season, there's not as many of
I thought about this last night. I thought about this exact thing
last
night.
There's not as many of those moments.
Even this playoff run. Like, really, Reddick knocking Purdy out is, like, the moment of the playoff run.
So I think for two things on that. One, I think that the reason there's not as many moments is because they just blow everybody out.
Yeah,
that's
a great point.
The second half of both playoff games haven't been games. It's been killing time.
Like, Gardner Minshew has come in.
And even during the season. Even during the season. I mean, I'm like, did Foles even...
It was like 3 or 4 times he
did. Did Foles even take the field that year before Wentz went down?
I think he... Maybe against Dallas. Yeah, remember in the middle, like the Broncos, the Cardinals, the Bears, they beat them all by like 50.
That's true,
maybe, I don't remember, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Probably in that spot.
Like, they kicked their asses. Like, it was like 50 to 10, like those type of games.
But what I think... The special part of this season, and it's not one moment, but I think that the specialness of this year is Jalen. Like, that's the specialness. It's not this dance or this celebration. What we're going to remember about this year is Jalen. It's going to be what he did, how much he improved, how he carried himself, when he became the guy.
And Nick, too. Let's combine them together,
too. Yeah, I agree.
Because this could be this, like, what we thought Doug and Carson were going to be. I said this, you know, the he's yeah. with, like the Doug and Carson thing. We're like, oh, wow, those are our guys. We're going forward with them forever. Like this actually feels they're younger, they're healthy, they're actually yeah. one of them's actually playing in the Super Bowl. Like it feels well, like yeah, the Nick Jalen thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He actually has two playoff wins, no big deal. Like it feels like this is really like, and again, we've learned not to, you know, nothing, anything can end quickly in the NFL. Right. We know that, but like this does feel different from last time in that we thought that was something. This does feel like the future.
I also think a difference is I think this Super Bowl validates everything.
Yeah.
I think the one Super Bowl, it like, yes, look, Howie won the Super Bowl. He's clearly a great GM. Like that solidified it in that way.
It's a great point.
But I think this Super Bowl, it like validates.
People
it's the
almost,
second
people
one,
said
you know?
It. People thought it was just like, wow, Howie had the luckiest two exactly, off-seasons like, in the history of the world. Every movie did went right.
Right.
It wasn't because Howie's, like, great job, Howie. It was like, wow, he just, like, a lucky yeah. clover. Like, right. four-leaf
100%.
Clover.
And yeah. I think this one this validates
like, wow,
everything.
Howie.
It's like, well, I mean, Jeffrey is already the best owner in the history of the city. But, like.
Without a doubt.
But,
I don't but, even think it's
you know,
close,
like,
man.
This, it's like game over with this. With Howie then becomes one of the most three most, like, important sports figures in the history of the city, too. Like. Mm-hmm. This can, if they can win it, and I'll also say, it does, the one thing that sucks about the NFL is that it's one game, and that's what makes it beautiful and exciting and everything, but man, it just sucks to think how great this Eagles team
they
is,
come down to
but
one,
they could 100% yeah. lose
especially
to the
Chiefs. Especially because they're going against, they're going against the number one pull it out of his ass guy in the last maybe in my life watching football.
Right.
Like, I don't ever remember, did you see that stat where he's like the first person ever, like they're, all other players have like one minute or less playoff game-winning drive or whatever. He's got three in like 5 years.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy.
This guy's unbelievable.
Well, so I'm trying to remember. So I know in 2017 the Eagles were heavy underdogs, but I think that had to do
like,
more with
I think
the
it was like six.
It
and
was
it got
five
to
and
four
a half,
and a half yeah. by game time or whatever. But opened at six. I think.
I remember when. Excuse me. Sorry. I remember was, when the Eagles beat the
that was
Vikings.
Me last night. By the way, that was part of I couldn't sleep, but I kept getting all these like.
Really?
Heartburn type, and I never. It was anyway.
Getting old, man.
Yeah.
But
yeah, tell me about it.
You're like I just kept getting up and peeing.
But yeah, that well, that too. Always.
Yeah. So
that's constant, though.
I remember when they beat the Vikings. Like the article I posted when the gun at like the gun was they are winning the Super Bowl. I remember having supreme confidence. But I'm trying to remember if that was because of the Eagles. Or how
it was
the Patriots
the
were viewed.
No,
well, I
no,
can't
no,
remember
no,
the Patriots.
It had nothing to do with the Patriots. Patriots
okay.
were good. They did almost. They played Jacksonville, played them really tough, and they were down 10 in that game and came back. It wasn't as great as we thought, but they did, you know, it was way more that it was just like, if you're in this city, you know, and if you're not, you don't, and that's what it was.
Well,
it was the dog mass. It was how
yeah.
good Foles looked in the Minnesota game, and us knowing Foles and knowing that he does have this ability to look horrible and then be great. Like, I think it was the feeling we had here of the vibe of the team, that we all we got, we all we need, the
yeah.
dreams and nightmares, all that stuff. I think that, remember that video, Pat McAfee just put that video out like a couple weeks ago of them before
yeah, dancing the, before the thing, right?
Before the NFC Championship
yeah, yeah, yeah.
game. That was even before the Super Bowl, so I think we just had those vibes.
But
here.
What I'm more wondering is, was that Patriot? Which team was better, this Chiefs team or that Patriots team? I want to go back and look.
It's a great question.
I kind of think it's this Chiefs team.
Let's put it this way. I mean, Brady threw for 505. It's the record in the playoffs.
I'm gonna look
just
up the 2017 Patriots.
I think that Patriots offense with Brady firing the way he was if good, just as good if not better. It's that Patriots defense wasn't great. You know, they were especially without Malcolm Butler.
All right, so the 2017 Patriots were second in points allowed. I'm sorry, second in points, and they were fifth in points allowed.
So they were
really
pretty damn
good.
So I don't think we can, you know.
So,
and again, it was still, they won a Super Bowl the next year. It was still Brady and Belichick in their heyday, so their second heyday, so to speak.
So this Patriots team was probably better. Brady was 13-3 that year, 32 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So yeah. This team was probably better.
And look, and even if it is or isn't, like, it is pretty neat to say
they
that
they had Gronk, who's Kelsey, basically.
Yeah, and Gronk was amazing in the second
yeah.
half. Like, that the only reason they almost lost was because Gronk went nuts. That
right.
was his closest
was,
spin.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that's all I can think about. For those that aren't watching, James has his coffee.
It's right
like,
here.
Like, right. This is another thing where you and Nick are similar. Very active hands.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
and
dude.
If you put something in front of Nick, like, first of all, he also slammed the table guy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So. Yeah.
Brandon Cooks was their number one receiver. That's probably comparable
well,
to this Chiefs team.
I mean, they had Edelman, too, who's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, and Cooks, ironically enough, had more catches that year.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Edelman was more, the, you know, in the playoffs, you'd go to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he might have been hurt part of that anyway. But regardless, Gronk was amazing. The Pats put up 33 points and lost. They had a chance to win at the end.
100%.
I mean, you know, so look, either way, it would, forgetting the which is cooler, like to beat Brady and Belichick in their prime, so to speak, or their second prime, whatever you want to call it, and to beat Andy and Mahomes in their prime, like...
Right, you're not beating the one-off Rams
that'd be pretty cool.
It's really
cool. You know, that's like something where I feel like historically it's... Those are the guys you want to beat.
100%.
So,
I think we're to wrap this all up.
Yeah.
I still think, man, if they can win this one, like
it'll definitely be more impressive. This will be more like I think the which is the better Eagles team is over. If they win this Super Bowl, no matter how they win it, the 2022 Eagles are the best Philadelphia Eagles team at least since 1960 or 1940. We didn't see those, but
those teams don't count.
Of the Super Bowl, whatever you want to say, it's the best Eagles team we've ever seen. Without a doubt, I
agree with that.
Yeah.
But man, the Chiefs are good too.
The Chiefs are good too. And again, you're going up against Mahomes and Reed.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Especially Mahomes. Like, this dude just, like, it's the ultimate. That's why last week when we took the Bengals, and you said this to me, and you're right.
I wish I would have changed my mind.
Yes. You said after, I wish I had taken the Chiefs, and this was before the game even started. Yeah. And I totally agreed with you because it's like, you just don't bet against this guy. Like, you just don't bet against Patrick
Mahomes. And I'd be curious to know Mahomes' record as an underdog.
I think he might be undefeated.
Yeah,
in the
and
playoffs,
he's an underdog in this
game.
Yeah,
so, yeah, man. Like, trust me, I get it. I just think the Eagles are a better roster, better team and all that, but can Patrick Mahomes win a Super Bowl, like, not by himself, but essentially? Sure.
Well, and that's the thing.
Sure, he can.
The thing I'm thinking about more than anything.
Gannon? I mean, like, that's the one thing we have not, like, we have literally not, the whole thing from last year, this is it. It's almost like poetic in a way that this defense will face Patrick Mahomes here.
100%. And that's one thing, and I'm excited when we do get into the game eventually, but I'm also enjoying just waxing poetically.
We're in the Super Bowl, baby.
But that is...
Relish this.
That
like
is
you
one
said.
Thing. I am not in the camp of they haven't beaten anyone, so what they did doesn't matter. I'm not in that camp. But I do think there's something to be said for the fact that the Chiefs, multiple times this year, have been pushed by great teams, like the Bengals, the Bills. And the Eagles really haven't experienced that. Like, I don't think the fact that Brock Purdy's not that good anyway.
They were going to beat the Niners anyway.
But it is true.
Niners D is legit, though. I felt like that was a legit D they faced.
It is.
But also, I do think that, here's a good way to put it. When was the last time the Eagles had to play four full quarters?
That's what I'm saying. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Because that Giants game in the end season didn't really count. Like, they weren't really playing.
When was it?
It would have been with Jalen. The Cowboys game with Gardner, they had to, but it was Gardner.
The Bears kind of
put away by the end of the third. Like, I know it was closer. And they whooped, I guess, the Packers, but even then they were way ahead and they came back. They really haven't had to do it much.
It's the Colts.
Yeah, it's the Colts. Down two touchdowns and Jalen and wins. I mean,
that was November 20th.
That's my point.
It'll be almost November, December, January.
So it'll be
5th.
Almost 3 months. Like longer than 2.5 months. It'll be 2 months and 3 weeks.
Right. So
since Jalen Hurts had to play a tight fourth quarter game.
That would be one of my concerns is just.
It's fair.
The Chiefs they've played in the Super Bowl.
Battle tested is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this Eagles team is very tough. And because of the lines, I think they have a chance to win any game. I'm just curious to see how it is when it's like touchdown. When you have to match a team score for score.
2017, when the Patriots go up 33-32 or whatever.
Yeah, with a minute to go. Nine minutes ago.
Was it nine minutes? With like that situation though. Like we don't, we believe in Jam. We think we've seen him have game-winning drives and stuff, but we have not seen them in a big game against a great team have to make it happen.
And that's the last box, you know?
And look, they might not need to. Like, it could be that this team is just so good they go in and romp, but...
I would be stunned.
I wouldn't count on against the Chiefs. Like, I think they're going to win, but the Chiefs are legit, and they got Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean...
They have one of the defensive players of the year. Like, we just saw... We did the whole, like, oh, Chris Jones, really? And then I watched him, and he was just like Hassan Reddick was the player of the NFC Championship
game. Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Chris Jones was the player of the AFC Championship.
I completely underrated the Chiefs all year.
Yeah, I mean, the dude had 50.5 sacks from the inside. I mean,
yeah,
that's
unbelievable.
That's no joke.
No, you know,
and obviously moves outside sometimes.
Right.
But, all right. So, we got a big week coming up still. Thursday, Friday shows, obviously Saturday. What do we do about Sunday? There's no, like, football.
I know. I was going to talk to you about that. I mean...
So, we've recorded every day. These are our daily pods during the week. We labeled them as Monday through Friday.
Right.
We're on day 13. Technically, it'll be day, like, 18 or whatever. But we've done Saturday and Sunday shows because...
Of games.
I guess technically we didn't do. I mean, we did a Sunday early morning show after the Giants. We did it like midnight or whatever. So
we don't have to decide this on air because we have to like figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Oh, you have to fly on
Sunday,
too.
Well, I'd be flying, but I get into Arizona. Like, I would be down to do a Sunday show, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we might not need to. Maybe we'll give everyone the day off and stuff like that.
I don't know if people want the day off.
Yeah, look, that's true, too. Hey, you let us know. If you want to do a Sunday show.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to tweet no Sunday show.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Look, I'm done with days off. That's how we work.
That's what I'm saying. And I'll be
right
in
the morning show, which, you know, not allowed to take days off for a while because, you know, you're starting a new morning show.
100%, yeah.
I'm ready to roll.
We'll talk.
Okay. You have no final thought today, correct? I now have three, by the way. It's two, but one's just a correction.
I'm trying to think. I mean, you go.
Okay,
and I'll
so
see
first and foremost, shout out to my brother Peter Seltzer, who's not watching live. I could tell because he's texting me about yesterday's episode. So thank you for listening, Peter,
thank you
at all.
Listening.
I love
when
people are behind and they'll tweet at us about something that was yesterday. I'm like, I love it. It's
100%.
Great. Not everyone can tune in live, but the like 30 or something people
tune
in live.
Yeah, it's wild.
You are amazing.
Really appreciate it.
Like,
a lot of comments, too.
Bottom of my heart stuff here. So my brother... I don't think we're going to get our girl on the pod anytime soon because I was calling her Quinta Brunson. Apparently, it's Quinta Brunson.
Nice. Nicely done.
Hands up.
So she won't be coming on the pod.
Yeah. Quinta, I'm so sorry.
She won't be coming
Please
on the pod.
Please forgive me. I do love your show. Please come on the pod. Yeah. Your name's Janine on the show, not Quinta.
There we go.
It's fair to, you know, mistake. Okay, now here are my final thoughts. I have an Elliot-esque final thought and then like a real thought that I have. But this is more of... You know, sometimes you'll just say things where I'll be like, Elliot, like they're somewhat like obvious or whatever, but like they're like, you'll say them like they're kind of deep.
Yeah.
This is this. Okay. Does everyone just love their kids like so obsessively? Like, is everyone as obsessed with your kid as I am? Like, it's hard for me to function sometimes when I'm with my daughter and just thinking about how much I love this little creature and everything she does and how like, it's like, I'm like, I almost can't like breathe as I think about it. Like, cause it's like such an intense, visceral thing. Like, all parents have to feel
That's how I would imagine.
See, I told you it's no. I assume they do.
Yeah.
But I only know my experience.
I think loving your kid is
like,
a pretty
standard. Do I love my kid too
standard,
much? I don't know.
Well, I don't think too much. I mean, again, she says bananas, so it's hard to.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, I think that's, I'd imagine all the parents out there can probably relate to that feeling.
It's a pretty wild thing, man. You really love your kids.
Yeah.
Hard.
Well, maybe the Super Bowl ended up being more special because of that.
See? There you go. Yeah. All right. And then, I told you it was a very, you know.
It's a good one, though.
It's just
it's a
true.
Good one.
Like, Zoe, I freaking love you.
It's a good one.
Like, you are so cute.
When she listens in 20 years.
Yes. All right. And now this is my real one. And this is kind of an obvious statement, too, but I don't think we say it enough. I appreciate when people are good at their jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the dentist yesterday.
Sounds awful.
It was not fun, but, I just getting it cleaning and all that. No issues. Yay. I've had a lot of dental issues in the past. It was good. But, like, the hygienist was, like, phenomenal. She was detailed. She was, like, letting me know everything she's doing. She's, like, so in-depth with the x-rays. The doctor came in. He's, like, turn the lights off. Look at it. Like, and it was just, like, and they should be, right? You know, he's a doctor, like, a dentist and all that. Like, they should be. But, like, I feel like so many times in life you interact, you come into things where people are just not into their job or don't care. Like, I've had other hygienists in the past who just kind of breeze through it and aren't as, you know, detailed and intense and all that. And, like, as someone who, like, look, I'm not the best talker in the world, but I feel like I'm a damn good producer. Like, and I'm working on everything else. But, like, I'm really good at producing radio. Yep. Like, I know I'm good at it. I believe I'm good at it. Like, I take pride in it. And I appreciate when people take pride in what they do and are great at what they do. And I know it's kind of an obvious statement, but I just want to appreciate it.
But I do think, to your point, like, I remember when we were, me and Kristen were flying back from Ireland one time. And our flight from Ireland, we had a layover in Chicago, but it got canceled. Like, there was no flight. It was gone. And it was mayhem in the airport. And there was this worker, like, literally, we just happened to, like, ask her. She, like, basically held our hand through the whole process, took us to this gate, took us to that gate, made sure, blah, blah, blah. And we got home because of it. So, like, you were right. When there are people that are just, like, phenomenal at their job, it's such a great experience.
It is.
It just makes the most mundane thing feel like, oh, that was enjoyable.
And look, this is something, how long ago was that? Like 3 years? I remember 2 years ago, Ireland or whatever, something like that. Like, you still remember her.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're bringing her up out of nowhere. Like, you can have a real impact on people's lives and someone will remember you forever when you... So I just, I was thinking it yesterday as this was, because the last I just said was good, but like not as detailed. Like, this woman was so, shout out to Pam.
Right.
Pam was like so locked in. And I was just like thinking, I'm like, I really appreciate it. Like, it was the whole operation. The doctor comes in. He was great. Like, it was just like, I appreciate... people who care about their jobs, people who are competent at their jobs, people who like, you know, go about their business in a dedicated way. Like, it's just something that I don't think we comment about enough. It's obvious, but thank you to people.
I do have a final thought, actually.
Ooh, good.
Off the dentist thing.
Love it.
And I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I believe this to my absolute core. My sister brought this to my attention probably 10 years ago, and I think it's 100% true. I think when it's colder outside, your teeth get sharper. And in the summer, I think your teeth are duller.
That's certainly, but like, so there's a lot of cold, hot stuff with like, like your fat.
That's what
like
I mean.
You
yeah.
swell up.
I think it.
And so I have no idea. This is not my.
And you know what?
So it's sharper and like just like.
I think they're just like sharper. Mm. Yeah. And I think in the summer they're duller.
So if we have any dentists who are fans of the pod,
yeah, it's a good
let
point,
us know
actually.
If there's any validity to this. Yeah. This is.
I can like, even now, like if you're listening, like if you feel your back teeth, like. They're sharper, I feel like, and then a few months we'll do it again, maybe in July.
I like this.
We'll feel our teeth again, yeah.
So thank you to everyone out there who cares and goes about there, because like, you can, especially like, you know, dentists and stuff, you're actually on people's teeth and stuff, but just in general, like working in an airport job or whatever, like you never know how just caring and going about your business in a good way can change people's lives or help
100%
people.
100% true.
So, all right, awesome. Oh, man, I know I've said this a million times, but it's so funny that we came into this thinking, hey, so Elliot had the idea, he's like, let's do daily pods.
Well, it's also funny because on the drive here, you were literally
out.
I will not
be
talking.
And
in my head, I'm thinking like, well, I guess I'll just basically carry this pod. And I love it. I feel like you've talked like 70% of this pod, which is fine.
I'm jacked up this
morning. Yeah, you're like ready to go.
I'm so excited about the Super
Bowl. It's going to be fun, man.
And these daily pods have been just the coolest thing. Like I was saying, we're just going to do 15, 20 minutes. It's another 45-er. I love it. And I want to keep. And again, let us know if you want a Sunday. Thank you to everyone who tunes in live. It is amazing.
I think we should probably do Sunday.
Yeah. I think we'll probably do Sunday.
I think we'll probably do Sunday.
Okay. So we'll be back tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There it is.
So on and so forth. All right. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Thank you to everyone who listened. Until then,
he's Elliot. I'm James.